Like a plaid-skirted Jedi Knight, I wave my trusty lightsaber. Okay, really, it's just a flashlight. Back and forth in front of my face, carving a swath through a tangle of spiderwebs. Convinced that my eight-legged enemies have been cleared from my immediate path, I aim the beam at the jumbled piles of broken desks and God only knows what else lurking in the far corners of the school basement. There's definitely something dead down here, I announce. It's not the dead things I'm worried about, Leanne says. There might be rats. Rebecca laughs deviously. Might be? Leanne, this is New York. Just keep your feet moving and they won't bother you. In spite of Rebecca's sensible advice, Leanne freezes. Are you serious? Rebecca, Sophie, stop scaring her. There are no rats and nothing is dead, Margaret says. I shine my light at a shelf just above my head and detect two beady eyes sizing me up. He's so close, I can see his whiskers moving. Nah, there wouldn't be rats down here. This is our neat and tidy school, after all. I brush aside a few more spiderwebs and charge ahead. Margaret pats me on the shoulder. She has spotted my furry friend, too. All right, let's concentrate. We have a job to do. Yes, the job. After our triumphant recovery of the Ring of Recommodore, we became minor celebrities at St. Veronica's school. Malcolm Chance, the ex-husband of our first client, and someone all my instincts were absolutely 100% wrong about, told the neighborhood newspaper, the East Sider, all about us. They sent a reporter to the school for an interview, and we ended up splashed across the front page with a picture and this story. Red Blazer Girls Solve Local Mystery. It seems that Sherlock Holmes, Nero Wolfe, and Hercule Poirot have some competition right here on the Upper East Side. Four St. Veronica's school students solved a 20-year-old mystery when they discovered one of the famed Rings of Recommodore in its hiding place beneath the floor of St. Veronica's Church on Lexington Avenue. The students, Rebecca Chen, Margaret Vrobel, and Sophie St. Pierre, all of Manhattan, and Leanne James of Queens, followed clues, cracked a devilishly clever mathematical code, and outwitted a pair of fiends who appeared to have taken lessons from Boris and Natasha of Bullwinkle fame. The ring, hidden by the late noted archaeologist Everett Harriman as part of a birthday puzzle for his granddaughter, dates back to the first century and is alleged to have certain mystical powers, including the power to make dreams come true, according to the girls, who refer to themselves as the Red Blazer Girls in honor of their St. Veronica's school uniforms. These girls have done the city and the whole world a huge service, says Malcolm Chance, professor of archaeology at Columbia University, and the son-in-law of Everett Harriman. The ring is priceless, and it almost certainly would have been lost forever without their intelligence and persistence. Professor Chance reports that the ring has been donated to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and reunited with the other of the pair believed to be wedding rings given to a young couple in France by St. Veronica herself. According to Catholic tradition, St. Veronica was the woman who wiped the face of Jesus as he carried the cross to the site of his crucifixion. It was an awesome experience, Miss St. Pierre says. We were happy to help out Ms. Harriman and her family. And then, finding the ring, holding it in our hands, it's like we're part of its amazing history now, which is pretty cool. The drama began in September when Ms. Elizabeth Harriman, Everett's daughter, found a letter he had written the day before his death, nearly 20 years ago. The letter contained the first of many clues, and after a chance meeting between Harriman and the girls, the hunt for the ring was on. What does the future hold for these crime-fighting tweens? Miss Vrobel, acknowledged by the other girls as the true brains of the outfit, report that for now, she is concentrating on school and the violin. Her eyes light up, however, when Miss St. Pierre suggests that there are always new mysteries to be solved. So Upper East Side miscreants and ne'er-do-wells, take heed. The Red Blazer girls are in your neighborhood and on the case.